Listener Margot wrote, "While I appreciate the thought behind your community commentaries, as a woman, I'm appalled at the many sexist and simplistic commentaries from local women on your station. Most support stereotypes about gender and or Southern women and invariably deal with superficial and demeaning subject matter. I understand the desire for the station to air local voices, but surely WHQR could air instead commentaries that do not contribute to the sexism and stereotyping so prevalent in this society." And we had a similar message from listener Jason C., posted on the webpage of a recent commentary. Listener Nina Burrell wrote to us Tuesday night, "Best smooth landing ever. What a recording." Well, sorry, Nina, but our broadcast rights agreements give us permission to put recordings on the air during part of our programming and to stream them live, but not to make or distribute copies. Glad you enjoyed the show, however. Listener Shelley of Oak Island wrote, "As an avid listener of WHQR, I'm sometimes surprised at the negative comments on Friday Feedback. As someone whose life is enriched by the wonderful news, music, and other programming on your, or our, station, I'm surprised when a listener claims that they regret supporting WHQR or will withdraw future support when they disagree with one small segment of one particular show. I thoroughly enjoy the quality of your diverse programming, and I'm sure that the majority of your listeners do as well. Keep up the great work." Well, the last couple of weeks have seen a few comments about our feedback segment, including that one from Shelley. I've also had comments from several people about feedback, along with a request that I talk about the parameters for deciding what goes on and what doesn't. This, in fact, is very helpful feedback to me, and I'm happy to do so. Parameter number one, feedback is intended to provide a vehicle for listeners to give us feedback about any aspect of the station they choose, whether positive or negative. Number two, an opinion expressed by an individual is just that, one person's opinion. I never assume that a single comment, or even several, represent the views of anyone other than just the writers themselves. Number three, I do not select comments to read based on whether I agree with them. Of course, I always love positive comments. I mean, who doesn't? But sometimes negative feedback can help us spot issues that we need to look at. Even when it's simply a complaint and not really helpful, it's still a genuine point of view for that listener. Number four, for that reason, I usually try not to respond to a pure expression of opinion, either to agree or disagree. I'll try to make a brief response when I'm convinced that there's a factual error in the comment that shouldn't stand uncorrected, or a question being asked whose answer may benefit others. And number five is a tip, really. We really do want your honest opinion, but a little politeness can go a long way toward helping your credibility. Enough said. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can always leave a message via email to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.